It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Harry Graves.
Hello, Sydney fans. Hello, Norwich fans. The Norwich Purple Tornado come into this game tonight with a 1-1 record.
And the Sydney Warriors enter tonight 2 wins and no losses.
I'm Harry Graves. It's time for football on WCDO.
We are moments away from kickoff for this contest between the Norwich Purple Tornado and the Sydney Warriors.
Yes, this is the first of a two-game set coming up this weekend on WCDO. Tomorrow afternoon, our Saturday Spectacular is going to be the Bainbridge Guilford Bobcats invading Unadilla Valley Central School to take on the UV Storm.
Tonight's kickoff show on WCDO is brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Truck and Auto Center, right there on Route 7, Riverside City. For the best in pre-owned trucks, cars, SUVs, and minivans, backed by expert service, see their professional sales staff or call 607-563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the very best in tonight's game and throughout the football season.
Well, Mr. Bill, there is a whole lot of activity going on here tonight. As the Norwich Purple Tornado, it's their first home game after having a couple of games on the road. So they're coming in to take on the Sydney Warriors. The Sydney Warriors have already been here. Their home game, their opening game, got moved to this location. So as a result, they have already played a game on this turf field.
And coming up, we'll take a closer look at both teams and the starting lineups during the Chambers and O'Hara kickoff show. You're listening to live Tri-Town High School football on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections, to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
Hi, this is Melissa Bertzel with Gates Cole Insurance. We know, unfortunately, the weather is changing. You can't control the weather, but you can control how you are protected when the unthinkable happens. At Gates Cole Insurance, we guide you through the whole insurance buying experience. Whether you need coverage for your home, auto, RV, life, or business, our agents have the knowledge and experience to provide you with the right insurance for the right price. Call today, 563-2171, and find out how Gates Cole Insurance can help you. My name is Melissa Bertzel, and we make life simple.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry designer mulch in the spring and summer and bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the Catalog Outlet Stores, you'll find quality brand name home furnishings for every room, including sofas, recliners, bedrooms, dining rooms, entertainment centers, and much more. And for a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress. From our in-store sleep centers, nobody sells mattresses for less. Open 7 days a week or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com. The Catalog Outlet, celebrating 23 years of offering you the best for less.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hello again, everybody. Harry Graves along with Billy Blake back here at Norwich Senior High School, or the athletic field on the Norwich campus. And it is one of those days where we have all sorts of good things going on. A lot of activity. We just had the singing of the national anthem by Caitlin Jackson. And I'll tell you, Billy, she's good.
Yep, not at all.
She is good. We had wanted to, we were all mic'd and ready to go. It's just we have a difficult time trying to get the timing down, or we would have passed that along to you. So, Billy, we had better get at it. The meeting of the officials is out in the center of the field right now, so we better get at it and get it going.
All right, and we will start things off with the visiting Sydney Warriors. Their starting lineup, we'll look at their offensive line. The center is the senior number 62, Trey Crawford. He's 5'10", 210. Looking at the guards, the right guard is senior Colin Brandle, number 64. He's 5'11", 270. And the left guard is a sophomore, Austin Dean, 6'4", 225. Looking at the tackles, the right tackle for the Sydney Warriors is Zach Nagis, a junior. He's 5'9", 230. Left tackle is junior number 54, Brian Gray. He is 6'2", 220. Looking at the two tight ends, senior number 80, Mike Cruz, 6'1", 180. And senior number 45, Jared Cuddy, 6'2", 200 pounds. Looking at the backfield for the Warriors, quarterback, junior Pat Vibbard, number 10. He's 5'9", 145 as he looks to lead the Warriors to a 3-0 record to start the year. And in the backfield, two seniors and a junior, Damian Zimmer and Nate McDonald, the two seniors. Zimmer, 6'170", McDonald, 5'10", 190, and the junior, Billy Kozak, 5'6", 135.
So if you got all of that, folks, you're better than I am, because Lightning Billy goes through it rather quickly. The Sydney Warriors, it looks like, are going to be kicking off to the Norwich Purple Tornado. So if we look at the offensive unit for the Purple Tornado, quarterback is going to be Mike Sutton, number 4. He is a junior, 6 feet tall, 175 pounds. The fullback is going to be Grant Brightman. You've read his name in the papers a lot, number 47. He is a senior. Kyle Edwards and Danny Carson, two other seniors, are in that backfield. We'll pick up the rest of the starters for you momentarily. To the first quarter of tonight's game, Mr. Billy Blake.
Thank you very much, Harry. And Sydney kicking off to Norwich to start the game, and Norwich returns the ball out to their own 32-yard line. Norwich in their home purple, Sydney in the visiting white jerseys outlined in maroon. Norwich in this first quarter attacking from right to left as the junior quarterback Mike Sutton leads the team onto the field.
Tonight's game is a presentation of WCDO Sports. Permission for this broadcast has been granted by Section 4 of the New York State Public High School Athletic Association. And any use of descriptions and accounts of this game must be with the written express written consent of WCDO and Section 4.
And the first play from scrimmage is a handoff to the senior Kyle Edwards. He is 6'2", 175. He picks up a couple yards on the play, and it will be about second and eight from their own 33-yard line.
So we will see a lot of Mr. Edwards throughout the evening because he is a powerful, powerful runner. We'll see a lot of him as time goes on.
Two receivers on this play as Edwards goes in motion. And here's a carry. That's the fullback, Brightman. And Brightman to the left side, tripped up. He gets a few yards, and it will be third down and about six for the Purple Tornado in their opening drive.
Brightman, also a good, powerful runner, manages to get through for only about one. That will bring up a third down, and we will call it seven. So this is the second time that we have been in this particular broadcast booth this season. You don't want to call it a home feeling, but it's a home feeling.
Three receivers for Sutton, and that ball is tipped at the line of scrimmage and falls incomplete. So a three and out for the Purple Tornado. Good defensive stand by the Warriors.
Nate McDonald right there. Had that one come down in a position where he could have gotten it, he would have pounced on it.
So Norwich in punt formation as they face fourth and six from their own 34-yard line. Kyle Edwards will punt this ball away for Norwich, and it's a very good punt. And that is a fair catch by Sydney as number 4, Billy Kozak, calls for a fair catch at his own 26-yard line. So a good punt for Norwich, and Sydney takes over from their own 26-yard line.
Kozak does not have a bent towards suicide. So as a result, he waived that fair catch call very quickly. He was out at about the 26-yard line, so he wasn't going to gain a whole lot, and he might have gotten a fair number of bruises had he tried it.
10:39 on the clock in this opening quarter. The Sydney Warriors visiting the Norwich Purple Tornado. Pat Vibbard, the quarterback, hands it off to Nate McDonald. And McDonald, still on his feet. Now he's dragged down by three or four defenders. That will be good for a gain of two or three.
So McDonald got a little bit of running room, took advantage of it. He's finally going to be stopped in there. Number 47 is the man who manages to bring him down. That is going to be Grant Brightman, now playing as a defensive man. Gain on that play, we'll call it two.
Tight formation by the Warriors offensively. And now there's a flip to Damian Zimmer, and not much there for the senior Damian Zimmer. He actually might have gone back a couple of yards, and it will be third down and 10.
Yeah, Zimmer at 180 pounds, I think, ran into a wall that was, shall we say, more substantial than he was.
So the Warriors right back to where they started, third down and 10 from their own 26-yard line. Norwich again from Class D enters tonight, one win and one loss. Sydney from Class C, two wins, no losses. They've outscored their opponents in the first two games, eye-popping 71-7. Vibbard goes to the shotgun on third and 10. He's got four wide receivers. Vibbard with good protection throws over the middle, but that sails over the head of Damian Zimmer, and it's fourth down and 10.
Zimmer was the intended receiver. Also downfield was Nate McDonald. Zimmer was the man who was by far closest to that ball, but nowhere near close enough to be able to make the reception. That will bring up a fourth down and kicking situation, and it's got to be a long kick at that, fourth and 10.
So the Purple Tornado goes three and out, and Sydney also goes three and out. And now we have a flag as Brandon Walters was ready to punt the ball away for Sydney. And it is a false start on the Warriors offense that will push it back 5 yards.
So it's going to be, we'll call it a longer kicking situation. A lot of fans in the stands tonight. A lot of people coming by to sort of check things out, see what the prospects look like this year. A lot of just plain football fans. Not necessarily a Norwich fans, but all up and down the valley.
So Walters, the punter, gets reset. And now we have another flag thrown, and it's another false start on Sydney.
Yeah, there was a man that somebody moved, and as a result, some of the Norwich Purple Tornado moved. You began to wonder who was going to get credit for what. Coming up tomorrow, it'll be the first game of the year up at Unadilla Valley, so we'll see that contest against the BG Bobcats.
So finally, Walters is able to get the punt off, and it goes off of his foot and out of bounds at the Sydney 36-yard line. So Norwich has phenomenal field position as they are 36 yards away from 6 points. 9:09 remaining in the first quarter. No score between Sydney and Norwich. This is high school football on your Tri-County Heartbeat. WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light. And proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Harry Grace and Billy Blake here at Norwich on a Friday night. Scoreless ball game, 9:09, first period of play.
And Norwich just had a false start, so they are now facing first and 15 from the Sydney 41-yard line. Shotgun for Sutton. And there is a run.
My good. Kyle, it looks like Kyle Edwards, who managed to get back to the line of scrimmage and maybe a yard, not much more than that, because he was met. We talked about the size of the Norwich line. Well, the Sydney wall that he ran into that time was pretty substantial.
Second and 14, as they ruled out a gain of 1 yard for Kyle Edwards. Sutton has Brayman in the backfield, two receivers, one on either side. Man in motion is Keegan Franklin. And that carry goes to Brightman, and that doesn't go for much. He actually might have lost a yard, and it'll be a long third down for Norwich.
Grant Brightman, one of the co-captains of this team, he is a senior. Mike Sutton, a co-captain, a junior. Kyle Edwards, a co-captain, a senior. And Trent Stone, also a senior, along with Levi Oliver. Oliver, Lorimer, let's try that.
Third and 15 for Norwich at the Warriors' 41-yard line. Sutton with three wide receivers, Brayman in the backfield. Sutton drops back, pressure coming, and the throw is incomplete. Might have been a miscommunication there between Sutton and his intended receiver, Kyle Edwards, as the ball was thrown over the middle of the field, and Edwards continued to run down the sideline, but it falls incomplete, and it's fourth and 15.
Yeah, that was one of those situations where you looked at men like Damian Zimmer, who were actually a little bit closer, nowhere near able to catch the ball, but actually closer to it that time than the intended Norwich receiver.
Billy Kozak back to return this punt for Sydney. Kyle Edwards kicking it away. It's another good punt as he aims it towards the corner, and that ball bounces, and that will be spotted at the 15 or 16-yard line. Good punt by the senior Kyle Edwards.
Now, that one actually came down closer to the 12, but it took one of those back upfield bounces. So by the time an Norwich Purple Tornado was able to down the ball, it was back across the 15. They'll mark it down closer to the 16, but definitely a good field position for Norwich defensively, not so good for Sydney offensively.
So we have had three straight three-and-outs to start the game. First Norwich, then Sydney, and then Norwich goes three-and-out again. Another tight formation for Sydney as they start their second offensive drive of this ballgame. 7:43 on the clock, first quarter. Carry up the middle, and there's some running room for one of the backs.
Good.
That's number 22 for the Sydney Warriors, Brandon Walters.
Yeah, Brandon Walters really got momentum on that one. He'll get the first down as that ball is going to be spotted down at the 29-yard line. A gain on that play of about, we'll call it 13, possibly 14.
So we finally get our first down of this ball game. Sydney again showing that tight formation. And there's another carry. And this one will be shut down immediately right at the line of scrimmage as they go right back to Brandon Walters. And that time he is hit for no gain.
Yeah, Walters found out that, well, this worked the first time. Let's try it again. I was talking to Coach Matthews before the game, and I said, how'd the week go in practice? And he gave me this big devilish smile. He says, saw you after the game today.
Second down. Here's a carry to Nate McDonald. He's going to the right, and he is tripped up in the backfield. He's dragged down at his own 26-yard line.
Yeah, Grant Brightman was the man who came in and got a hand on him. He just reached up and grabbed that ankle, and that threw the ball carrier off. He was able to get back a couple of yards, but he's still going to be dropped for a loss. It'll bring up a third, and we'll call it 13.
Pat Bibber, the quarterback for Sydney, makes his way back to the huddle as he gets the play call. We've seen a lot of tight formations from this Sydney offense, and they go right back to it. Bibber drops back to pass now, looking over the middle of the field. It's a good throw, but it falls incomplete, intended for Nate McDonald. The throw is a bit low, but that's where it had to be because there was good defense by the Purple Tornado, but McDonald's going to make the grab, and it's fourth down.
Yeah, fourth down and long yardage because fourth and still at about 13. The ball is spotted down at the 26-yard line, and that will mean that there's going to be a Norwich Purple Tornado back to do the deep receiving, and that looks like it's going to be number one, Kyle Edwards. Edwards, 6'2", 175-pound senior.
Brandon Walters to punt for the Warriors, and that punt was nearly blocked. It's a very high punt, and the ball lands at the 45 and takes a Norwich bounce.
And the
Sydney players really didn't realize it, and the ball rolls to the 33-yard line. So, again, great field position for the Purple Tornado.
Yeah, nobody touched that ball. That was one of those that came down. If you were sitting here looking at the field, you have Norwich written from the 45 to the 45. Hit just about at the end of the 45 and then bounced back, basically a first down. It went across the 40, across the 35, down to the 33-and-a-half-yard line. That's where the Purple Tornado are going to take over.
5:55, first quarter, still no score. Brightman in motion. And now he gets the ball on the ground, but the Sydney defensive line held his drawing. Not much there for Brightman.
Oh, big number 75 in there. That was Austin Dean. Dean, 265, 6'5". Man, he caught the ball carrier just where he wanted him and was just able to carry him back.
Both teams trying to get the running game established in this first quarter, but through the first part of this first quarter, the defense has held strong. Second down for the Purple Tornado at the Warriors' 34-yard line. Brayman and Edwards in the backfield with Sutton, who's under center. He's got two receivers, one on either side. They go to Edwards, and that will go for 1, maybe 2 yards.
Edwards goes for nothing on that one. He got the ball cleanly from quarterback Mike Sutton, but he ran into a wall right away, and he wasn't able to get anything going. Very interesting. You and I talked driving back from some of the other games because we had seen four rather lopsided games this year, and we had said to ourselves that, you know, a close game is more exciting than a lopsided game. This is a close game. This is a good game. Scoreless.
Third down for Norwich. Shotgun for Sutton. It's the option, and he flips to Edwards. And Edwards has a first down, and now he's inside the 20 and taken down at the 14-yard line. Big play on third down for the Purple Tornado.
Yeah, on that one, it's going to be 10. It looks almost 20 for Edwards. Edwards got good running that time. We'll give him 20 on that one. He's now up to about 23 yards on the day. And he was just in the right place at the right time. They flipped that back to him. He just got it right up shoulder high, tucked it right in so it was well protected. He could get hit hard. He didn't cough up the ball. He got good yardage. First and 10 from the 14.
Sutton is in shotgun, and he keeps it himself. Quarterback keeper, he's up the middle. He's inside the 5, and he is in the end zone. Touchdown, Norwich.
So Sutton gets the TD. And Norwich draws first blood. Time on the clock, 4:06. And Sutton runs it on in. So the Norwich Purple Tornado draw first blood. Now they're going to have to get ready to kick. Sutton getting 13 yards on that run.
The sophomore Zan Stewart, number 6, comes on to attempt the extra point. There's the snap, hold, kick is up, and the kick is good. So there's 4:06 to go in the first quarter. The Norwich Purple Tornado 7 and the Sydney Warriors nothing. You're listening to Section 4 Football on your Tri-County Harpy, WCDO.
Trackside Dining always has something new to tempt your taste buds. From awesome specials, many including soup and salad bar, to our fabulous desserts. Come on in for our friendly food and fresh people. We will cater any event, any size, on or off our premises. Deliveries are available anytime, 7 days a week. Do you know we've been here on Main Street almost 20 years now and still going strong? Hope you will visit soon for a great experience and wonderful food at Trekside Dining, 88 Main Street, Sydney, 563-3737.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla,
that's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at menginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Kemper, a Unitrin business, home office, Jacksonville, Florida.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Billy Blake and Harry Graves with you back at Norwich High School as the Purple Tornado have taken a 7-0 lead over the visiting Sydney Warriors. Zan Stewart, the sophomore, just kicked the ball off for Norwich, but there was a flag on the play. It was a false start on Norwich, so they will have to re-kick as Billy Kozak is back deep for Sydney.
Ball moved back to the 35-yard line, so it's a 5-yard penalty, and we'll start it all over again. As we said, a sizable crowd here tonight, opening the home season for the Norwich Purple Tornado.
And there's another kick by Stewart, but we have another whistle from the officials. We've seen a lot of flags on special teams already tonight. There were two false starts on Sydney when they were trying to punt.
Well, this was one of those where the whistles were blowing. I never saw a flag put down at all, so we'll have to see. It may have been just that the officials weren't ready. So we will take ourselves a breather and go from there. Coming up, we will have a couple of games for you next week, as we now are beginning to settle into a rather regular lineup pretty much every Friday evening and every Saturday afternoon for the rest of the season. Those Saturday night games are out of the way. Tomorrow we have BG at Unitego, BG at Unadilla Valley, Unitego at BG next Friday night, and then the Sydney Warriors at Walton the week after that.
So now Stewart kicks it off. Kozak returns this ball from his own five. And Kozak looking for running room, but he doesn't get much. He returns the ball out to his own 23-yard line. So he picks up nearly 20 yards on the return, and there's 3:59 to go in the first quarter. And the Warriors back out on the field as they try to get their first points on the board tonight. They trail 7-0.
It's very interesting because we had a lot of push and shove, a lot of back and forth, nobody getting the upper hand. And when all of a sudden the momentum changed, it changed on one lightning play when all of a sudden Brightman was able to get off and get running and get himself going.
Pat Vibbert in the shotgun to start the drive. He's got four wide receivers. Vibbert looking to his left, and that throw was dropped by Mike Ward, number 7.
Oh, I'm telling you, Ward would like to have that one back. He was in the clear. He would have already, if he'd just received it and gone nowhere, he would have already picked up 7, maybe 8 yards. So it was in really great position. He may have been trying to run a little bit before he got a hold of that one.
So the Warriors will try it again, 2nd down and 10 from their own 24-yard line. Vibbert in shotgun again. Same formation, four wide receivers. Now he's looking to his right over the middle of the field. There's an open receiver. That's Billy Kozak. That's good for a first down. He's taken down at his own 42-yard line, and the Warriors have their second first down of the ball game.
Oh, Kozak picks up about a 16-yarder on that one. If he gets across the 40, and they'll put it down at about the 41.
Throughout the first quarter, it's mostly been a battle of field position that has favored Norwich, but with that first down, the Warriors get that ball closer to midfield. Four receivers for Vibbert. That throw is deflected and falls incomplete. There is a flag on the far side of the field, however.
Oh, very alert play that time by Mike Ward. Ward saw that ball being deflected a little bit. He returned changed his direction and dove back trying to get that one. He was already on the ground, so if he had got it, there would have been no get up and go. But he made a valiant effort on that one. We have a momentary pause in the action as the White Cap is discussing the game, and they're going to say that it is not going to be a penalty, so it'll bring up a second down. And we call it 10, declined.
So rather than being first and long, it will be 2nd and 10 for Sydney.
Yep.
We have seen Vibbert in the shotgun for 2 straight times. Now you can make it 3. Now it's a direct snap. Oh. I believe that's Brandon Walters.
Oh,
a little
beautiful
play there. Walters picks up nearly 10 yards as he crosses over to the Norwich 49-yard line.
There was a situation where the quarterback that time, Vibbert, went back, and the snap came back not to him, but directly to the running back, and Walters just did a sweet job that time. It's going to be a 3rd, and they're going to measure, actually. I was going to say it was 3rd and less than 1, but that was one sweet little play and a pickup of going to be close to 10 yards.
So the referee is calling for the chain gang to come on the field.
Walters now with that 14-yard gain, picks up 24 so far in the night. And, yep, it's going to be a little bit shy. They're going to stretch that chain out pretty good. So he's half a yard.
So it will be third and short for Sydney at the Norwich 49-yard line. 3:06 on the clock in the opening quarter. The Purple Tornado have a 7-0 lead in the early going.
One of the things that we have to chuckle about, and I will go back to our former lifetime later. You catch it right now.
Tight formation for the Warriors. Vibbard gives it off to Damian Zimmer, number 6, and I'm not quite sure, Harry, if he got there.
Zimmer, if he did, he got it by cutting the plane, and that would be it, because he was thrown back. Yeah, they're going to give him maybe the length of the football loss on that play, so he's going to lose about 1.
4th and short for the Sydney Warriors.
Damian not doing well tonight. On 2 carries, he's ended up having 2 very short losses, so he's in the negative column at this point. 4th and we'll call it 1.
The Warriors break from their huddle. They get to the line of scrimmage, tight formation. Zimmer, McDonald, and Walters all in the backfield, and they give the ball to McDonald, and he gets an extra push or 2, and he gets it. The ball comes out, but they're ruling he was down by contact, so no fumble, and in a city first down.
Yeah, he just put forth a very, very, very powerful run on that. He'll get the first down. There's the official signal right then.
First down and 10 for Sydney at the Norwich 47-yard line.
And we're up at the 2-minute mark, opening quarter of play. 7-0 ball game. Norwich leading the Sydney Warriors. And your CDO Sunday, you don't want to call it Sunday night, advancing the weekend, Friday night feature.
Shotgun for Vibbard. 4 wide receivers. That pass is complete to Brandon Walters, and Walters getting good yardage after the catch. He is near the 36-yard line, which is where the first down marker is, and we will see if that's a first down or not.
Yeah, I think he's got another one. I'll tell you, where did Walters all of a sudden come from? He had been sort of the guy in the background on the first 2 games, and all of a sudden explosive here as he's eclipsing, the likes of Nate McDonald and Damian Zimmer, Billy Kozak, looking good.
First down for the Warriors at the Purple Tornado 36-yard line. Now there's 90 seconds to go. Opening quarter, 7-0, Norwich leads. Shotgun again for Vibbard. Looking to his right, that throw is caught by Billy Kozak. A good hit by Kyle Edwards, but Kozak was able to hang on to the football.
Boy, I'll tell you, Kozak at the 35-yard line grabbed that pass. It was perfect, right on the money, and he got creamed. He'll pick up about 3 on that play. They'll put the ball down at the 34, but I'll tell you, he's got a pain or 2.
Under 1 minute to go. Second down and about 7 for the Warriors.
Yeah, they're going to have Mike Ward split way out left this time.
3 receivers to Vibbard's right. One of them is Billy Kozak. He gets the ball again, but not much for him after he makes the catch. He was hit hard. It's another short gain for Sydney.
Yeah, they'll give him the forward progress, and that will be down at about the 33. So he'll get a squidgen, but not a whole lot more. It's about midway between the 33 and the 34-yard line. We're on that fast clock right now, 20 seconds.
This might be the final play of the first quarter. Third down and 7 for Sydney. Again, it's Vibbard in shotgun. 4 wide receivers, 2 to the left, 2 to the right. Walters was in the backfield with him, and that throw over the middle is incomplete. It was a bit high and nearly landed in the hands of number 2, Danny Carson, but he couldn't make the catch, and it will be fourth down with 6.7 seconds on the clock in the first quarter.
Yeah, Danny Carson was not too happy with himself on that. He went up and batted that ball away for all intents and purposes, but then he said, man, I could have caught that, and the Sydney defenders were behind him at that point, so he would have had a little bit of a run back. Not a great run back, but a little bit of a run. 6.7 seconds showing on the clock, and we're going to have a brief spot on the field. You know, I was laughing before. You and I both ended up broadcasting summer games for college baseball. And one of the sights that we saw all the time at Oneonta, and I was almost going to say this thinking that you would have seen him too, but I'm certain he probably never went up there. We had a very good photographer by the name of Brian Horry. And Brian Horry has a mobile unit, so he's in there all the time taking great sports pictures and has a website so that people can buy his photographs and whatever. So I'm all summer long, game after game after game at Oneonta. It was just part of the scene. And now I turn around and I see him carrying his camera down the sidelines here, taking pictures of both the Norwich Purple Tornado and the Sydney Warriors. Now, if I could remember I'll dig out my little my business card for him and pass that along.
So the timeout just about over. It is fourth down for Sydney, and they are going to go for it with 6.7 seconds in the first quarter. Four receivers for Vibbert. Vibbert rolls out of the pocket. Pressure coming. He throws that ball over the middle, and Damian Zimmer makes the catch for a big first down for the Warriors and a late flag as well, with this penalty being on Norwich.
So things can feel like they're maybe going wrong, and then all of a sudden you come up with one great play. So the Norwich Purple Tornado now finding themselves leading 7-0, but sort of with their backs to the wall as the ball is down inside the 15-yard line, 0.2 seconds showing until the quarter. So they're probably just going to take a knee on this one and not bother to start it. But the ball, let's see what they're going to do. They're going to say first down, I believe, for Sydney. The signal just went there. Now they're having a discussion with the Norwich co-captains, and the linesmen are already moving the chains. Yep, now it's first down.
And there is just 0.2 seconds on the clock, but Damian Zimmer with a beautiful catch over the middle of the field and then took a late hit, and that drew the flag. So it will be first down for Sydney inside the 10-yard line, first and goal at the 7.
It's amazing how a game can change so quickly. Knocking at the door, the Sydney Warriors playing up a class, playing against the Norwich Purple Tornado, a class above. And we're going to see if we're going to get this going. Maybe we will. Here we go. Nope.
And that will do it for the first quarter, as they just let those 0.2 run off. So we have played one quarter here at Norwich High. It is the Norwich Purple Tornado 7 and the Sydney Warriors nothing. This is Section 4 Football on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Family favorites are in store this week at your locally owned and operated Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores. Enjoy the savings this week with Great American Beef, Boneless Top Round, London Broil for just $2.99 a pound. How about Fresh Grade A, Mountain Air Whole Frying Chickens for 99 cents a pound? We also have 5-pound bags of U.S. No. 1 All-Purpose White Potatoes. Buy one, get one free. We have assorted Best Yet gallons of milk, 2 for $5. In our frozen department, we have assorted 13 to 34-ounce DiGiorno 12-inch pizzas, 2 for $10. Stop by our grocery department for great savings with cans of Campbell's Tomato or Chicken Noodle Soup, just 69 cents each. We also have assorted Quaker Cap'n Crunch cereals, 2 for $5, and 2-liter bottles of assorted Pepsi products, 3 for $3.33. Have you checked out our meat department with our newer signature series line of assorted frozen meat, vegetables, and desserts? Mix and match any of these great products, such as fully cooked meatballs, breaded chicken nuggets, seasoned potato wedges, pepperoni pizza, blackberry peach cobbler, and so many more, all for the fantastic price of $4.99 each. Or pick 5 of these great items and pay only $19.99 for all 5. Just another way your local BK5 Great Americans are here for you to help save you money.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Billy Blake back with you here at Norwich High School as the Norwich Purple Tornado have a 7-0 lead over the visiting Sydney Warriors. And now to bring in the action in the second quarter, let's turn things over to Harry Graves.
Hello again, everybody. Thank you very much, Mr. Billy. 12 minutes been registered on the clock, and the Sydney Warriors are beginning to make their way from the far sideline out onto the field. All of the scoring managed to come when Mike Sutton had a 13-yard run at 4:06. Zan Stewart kicked it through the uprights. 7-0 is our score. The Norwich Purple Tornado leading the Sydney Warriors, but the Warriors knocking at the door. The snap into the hands of number 8. That is going to be Austin McCarroll, and Austin McCarroll goes through the end zone. So no sooner do we say that it's a 7-0 ball game, and now suddenly it's 7-6. And McCarroll ended up with, I don't know where they put the marker over there. What was it? Short yardage, 9, 10, something
like
that?
7 or 8 yards from up here.
So, now it will be a kicking situation for Kozak. Vibbard to hold. It's down. Oh, what a great one. It hits the bottom of the crossbar and bounds down. There was a very interesting play, Billy, because you saw the quick thinking of Vibbard. Vibbard was down. The snap came back. He did not field it as he wanted to. It didn't come right into his hands. He very quickly put it down anyway, and Kozak managed to kick it. And we've seen Kozak just hit him. Boom, boom, boom. He hit that one right on, but it was just a little bit low, not because of any of his fault, but because of the bad snap that came back and the way they weren't able to get the ball down in time. Great play by Kozak. 7-6 is our score.
And as we've mentioned before on previous broadcasts here on WCBO, just how important special teams play is when you have two evenly matched teams like it looks like we have between Sydney and Norwich tonight. Those extra points could totally be the difference in this ball game. We still have a lot of football left very early on in the second quarter, but that extra point could very well be the difference in this ball game tonight.
How many times have we seen a touchdown on the first offensive play in a quarter? We've seen it. I think this is the third time. The ball is going to be kicked up and away, and settling in underneath it is going to be number 1, Kyle Edwards. He is not going to run at all. There is a backfield flag. Have a feeling that that's going to be 5 yards against the Sydney Warriors, so they'll probably have to kick again, this time from the 35 instead of the 40.
We have just seen a plethora of flags on special teams play, and I think one thing we're going to see Sydney and Norwich practice a lot next week is the special teams play. We have just seen too many flags on both punt formations and kick returns.
The Norwich Purple Tornado defensive unit, we really concentrate pretty much on the offensive guys and pick up the defense numerically. We'll try to spot more and more of these players for you as the day goes on. The ball is going to be kicked away by number 24, Nate McDonald. McDonald now goes in there to look out, number 22. That is Keegan Franklin. Franklin in front of the pack is probably going to get a run back. So Keegan Franklin took that ball back at around the 20-yard line, and he managed to find a hole, and Franklin goes 80 yards and in. Interesting, because I happened to look down and see one of the photographers down here whip around and start taking pictures of the crowd as the Norwich fans begin to show their excitement, now up by a 13-6 score.
We saw 7 points the entire first 12 minutes of this game, and we are just 17 seconds into the second quarter, and we've already seen 2 touchdowns.
Yep. So now the ball will be snapped back to Edwards. He's going to be holding. Zan Stewart will be doing the kicking. 13-6 is the score. It's down and it's up, but there are flags all over the place. They say that is up, but it's going to be illegal procedure against the Norwich Purple Tornado, so no score on that one. Jared Wilbur now comes into the contest for the Norwich Purple Tornado. Somebody saw something that they didn't like, so they're going to try to change it right now. So it'll be the same combination, Edwards holding, Stewart kicking, except it's going to be in a different location. Everybody moved back, and now they're moving back up again. They finally put it down so the ball will be teed up at the 15. So the snap back to Edwards, and it is up, and it is going to be good. So that one will be the point after attempt, making our score 14-6. The Norwich Purple Tornado leading the Sydney Warriors at 11:43 of period number two on your Friday night football game on WCDO.
We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company has a strong foundation in the insurance industry with a commitment to a promising future right here at home, offering property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. We have been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit online at preferredmutual.com. The home office of Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is located at 1 Preferred Way, New Berlin, New York. Preferred Mutual proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Down inside the 10, Billy Kozak settled in underneath it, did not get a clean catch of that ball. It actually bounced once and almost bounced away from him. He managed to scoop it up and run out across the 15 and the 20 down to about the 23-yard line, and it will be first and 10 Warriors from there.
And considering he bobbled the ball, that wasn't that bad of a return by Kozak, who was able to break a few tackles and get some not-so-terrible field position for Sydney. This could have been a lot worse for them to start this drive.
So Billy Kozak, a junior, has lots of time, lots of good playing time. The ball will be kept on the ground. It's going to be Brandon Walters again. Walters now picking up about 7 as he will be out across the 25 to the 30-yard line. And they will put that ball touching, as we like to say, that chalk line, even though it's not chalk here on a turf field. Norwich has one of several turf fields around. Green has one also. Several down in the southern tier. And the ball is going to be carried by Vibbert. He's looking for somebody to get it away to. He cannot find anyone open and finally has to eat it as he is going to be back at the original line of scrimmage, back inside the 25 at about the 23-yard line. Loss on that play will call it 8. It will bring up a 3rd and 11.
And give this Norwich defense credit, because Sydney has a lot of different halfbacks that they can use, and also they have a good amount of receivers as well with Billy Kozak and Mike Gore, just to name a few. But so far, other than the one touchdown by McCarroll, the Norwich defense has been able to defend both the pass and the run pretty well.
Vibber drops back and gets caught from behind. The man who comes in there was number 34. That is Nate Burke. Burke, 5'7", 150-pound junior, just blew through there, caught him from behind, spun him around, drops him down. That will bring up a 4th and about 17.
Yeah, that was a corner blitz from Burke, and really unaccounted for. City offensive line had no answer for him, and Vibber was just lucky to hang on to the football. He got hit from behind, wasn't able to see him. So just for Vibber to be able to hang on the football and for Sydney to punt the ball away, pretty good for them.
So Walters now manages to get a great kick up to midfield. It's going to be grabbed by Edwards. Edwards still on his feet, now runs into a bunch of Sydney Warriors. The Warriors missed him back at midfield, and he squirted across the 45, the 40, the 35, and finally ran into a secondary white line at about the 31, 32-yard line.
and all momentum right now with the Purple Tornado. They already have a 14-6 lead. Now they get the ball back with pretty generous field position, 31 yards away from the end zone. Kyle Sutton and crew have to respond on this.
Well, the ball will be down at the 31, and it will be first and 10 from there. For the center is now going to be Mike Sutton. Sutton whirls around, wants to hand it off in there to Franklin, and it's going to be brought down for virtually no yardage gain. Looks like it's going to be maybe a yard. That might be generous. We'll call it second and nine. Talk about nine minutes left here in period number two. Harry Graves, Billy Blake, Friday Night Football on WCDO. Split out to the near side is Keegan Franklin, dropping back, looking to pass. Mike Sutton overpowers everybody. The intended receiver that time was Edwards. Edwards was out in front of his man, Damian Zimmer, but the ball was way out in front of him.
Well, he had to get rid of that ball quickly. Austin Dean, among others of that Sydney defensive line, were coming through on the blitz, it looked like. Not much time for the quarterback to read his options. He had to throw the ball quickly to Edwards, but it was over his head.
Once again, Franklin split out to the right side. Looks like Oral's over there on the far side. And the ball is going to be picked off. The ball is going to be in the air, grabbed down by guess who? Number 22, that is Brandon Walters. So Walters, after having a couple of opportunities to make good gains early in the ball game, now shines on defense as he picks that ball off, and it will be Sydney Warrior ball, first and 10 from the 29.
And now the momentum has kind of changed a little bit here towards the Warriors, but let's see if they can capitalize and get right back in this game.
Well, we are under the lights on the turf field at Norwich High School. The lights very much illuminating this field. We see no even line of the hills up behind us. Just one of those black, cloudy nights. The ball going to be kept on the ground. Gain on that play of about, we'll call it five. I don't know who actually got that one. Everybody that I saw coming up off the bottom of the pile late ended up being a high number boy. Looks to me like you say Nate McDonald. Give him five, second and about five. Tight end formation this time. The ball will be pitched back to Billy Kozak. Kozak can't find a hole at all. He is going to be stacked up. He may have had forward progress at about 2 yards. And then he was thrown back across the 35. They will say the ball is at the 37, and it's third and about three. Lots of Purple fans here in the stands tonight. Opening night at Norwich High School for their home season. Their earlier games were on the road. So it's a short situation, and the ball is going to be in there. Whoa, who is that? Is that going to be Zimmer? You know, number eight. That is going to be the ball carrier, Austin McCarroll. So McCarroll get lots of running room and just kept on churning as he will be up for the first down as he finally gets across the 40 to the 45-yard line and will be tripped up there.
That is just his second carry of the game, but they have both been pretty efficient. The first one went for the touchdown, the lone touchdown for the Sydney Warriors, and that one on third down coming up big, picking up several yards and getting Sydney into Norwich territory.
So the Sydney Warriors now trying to keep it on the ground one more time. It was first and 10 from the 47. There'll be a gain of a couple of yards, getting it down to about the 45-yard line. So they'll call it a gain of a couple. The ball right on the 45. I told you this a little gooseneck light would come in handy sooner or later. there are times when you want the lights off in the press box. Now is one of them. Look out! Billy Kozak finds running room, gets across the 40, across the 35. He will finally be brought down at the 30-yard line, but not until Lightning Kozak manages to pick up about 15 and a first down.
The Warriors are just so deep on offense. They have so many running backs that they can use to really keep the defense off balance. And Kozak isn't the biggest guy, but that was a good run for him. And now McCarroll's breaking loose.
Huh. McCarroll gets all the way down to the 10-yard line, and it's going to be another first down for the Sydney Warriors. As, man, they get about a 19-yard gain for McCarroll. Right, him into the books for that. 6:06, period number two. The Norwich Purple Tornado lead the Sydney Warriors 14-6. The ball on the ground one more time to Austin McCarroll. McCarroll tries the center of the Norwich line, and you see his old feet just going, 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 and he's not going anywhere with his body. So it is going to be spotted back down. We'll call it about the 8-yard line, so give him a yard. But he put forth a lot of churning legs to get that yard. So now Vibbard making the call. Goes to Kozak, but somebody reads it perfectly. The man who comes in to get him was Adrian Hoffman. Hoffman, a sophomore, read Kozak perfectly and drops Kozak down at the original line of scrimmage if we go back a couple of times. So it'll bring up a third. We'll call it a little bit more than 10.
That was a great read by the Norwich defensive line, being able to find the ball. It looked like that might have been an option play that broke down between Vibbard and Kozak, but either way, great play defensively for Norwich, and now this is a huge third down play.
4:45, clock running. Vibbard wants to throw. He can't get it away. He breaks away from a man, gets back down to the 8-yard line before he'll be pulled down. So it's going to bring up a fourth down situation, about 7. And that certainly was a whole lot better than where he would have been had he been brought down in his own backfield, which it mighty looked like that for a moment. Woo. Well, we said a good, exciting football game is much to our desire, and this one has certainly had it so far. 4:05 on the clock. Looking at a couple of those Norwich guys, we've got to talk about Mike Lippa. Lippa, 6 feet tall, is in there on defense, 250 pounds. Spots some more, but somebody wants to have a little timeout, so we are going to have a pause in the action. The Norwich Purple Tornado leading Sydney 14-6 in your Friday night game here on WCDO.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry and Billy here at Norwich High School. You know, Billy, it's interesting. As we look out on this football field, we have two schools of different sizes, but it looks like both sidelines have about the same number of reserves. So both of these teams pretty evenly matched. Spread way out. Vibbard going to go in the air, intended in there for Billy Kozak. Kozak all by himself in the center of the line, couldn't bring it down. I don't know who is more frustrated on that, Vibbard or Kozak. It's going to be first and 10 for the Norwich Purple Tornado.
And that was a good timeout by the Warriors. They drew up a great play as Kozak lined up in the slot, had a quick slant route right into the end zone, and Vibbard threw a bullet right at him. Kozak, I don't know if he didn't get his head around in time or not, but tough play as they cannot convert on fourth down, and Norwich gets the ball back.
So Norwich, it's going to be first and 10. We'll call it from the 8. Oh, look out. It's going to be Edwards. As Kyle Edwards breaks into the open and finally comes out and is ridden out of bounds by number 24. That is Nate McDonald. But not until Edwards manages to get out to about the 35-yard line. Now I see there's a flag on the play. And it is going to be a face mask violation against the Sydney Warriors. So that's going to be a few more yards. It was already down high of the 30. It looks to me like they're going to say probably at about the 32. So they will mark off the penalty from there. And the Sydney Warriors will line up very close to midfield as that defensive unit comes in.
Yeah, it looked like Nate McDonald might have been charged with that late hit, and he's still pleading his case with the officials, but the call has already been made, and Norwich gets a few extra yards after the play.
And we see the Norwich Purple Tornado marching band coming on to the end zone, getting ready to go. Ball will be kept on the ground, and it's going to be a gain for the Norwich Purple Tornado, as it is going to be Brandon Walters making the stop, and it was Edwards carrying the ball. Edwards will pick up about 6 as he's across midfield, down to the 47. Let's not give him more than he needs. So the Norwich field band will be putting on the halftime show. They're off to our left, the north end of this field. So here we go. Mike Sutton and company again. He goes back to Edwards on the handoff. Edwards, right side of the line, will get very close to first down territory. And they're going to eyeball that through, and now they will put down the ball and say, okay, let's get in and look at things. He brings the white cap over, and they're going to have the 2 or 3 of them look at it. Now they will stop the clock and bring in the chains. We have 2 minutes, 46 seconds showing on the clock, official timeout. Remember, Billy and I will be at Unadilla Valley tomorrow, the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats, coming in with 2 wins, going up against the Unadilla Valley Storm. They have 1 win. First game that they had was canceled, and there was some discussion that they might get a default or get a win by default out of that. I do not believe that has happened. I think it was just canceled. Now we see that the ball will be moved into the hash marks, and it is going to be short by about the length of the football. So here we go, 2:46. The ball spotted down at the 43-and-a-half-yard line. They've got to go about the length of the football.
Yeah, really not a questionable call at all. You might as well just go for it with 2:46 on the clock. And Norwich offensively, they're running the ball effectively right now, but the one thing they run into is clock management. I mean, you don't want to score too early and give Sydney enough time to get more points on the board towards the end of the first half. That is, of course, assuming that Norwich converts on this fourth down. But Norwich, 14-6 lead. They kick the ball up to start the game. Don't want to give Sydney too much momentum late in the first half.
It will be third. We'll call it a yard. It's up to 251. They just added something back onto that clock because I thought it was 246 a minute ago. Regardless. Now we talk about the excitement of Friday Night Lights. And that's what we have. Ball on the ground, and it's probably going to be carried for the game. They didn't have much to go for. I believe that was going to be a quarterback keeper by Sutton. Yep, they're going to mark it as first down. They spot the ball at the 40, so he gained about 2.5 on that. So we have ourselves week number 3. And we will be here for a 9-week schedule and maybe a playoff game or 2. Who knows? I'm willing. Billy's willing. Are you going to be there? Ball on the ground. They're going to hand it off to number 47. That is going to be Grant Brightman, the 5'11", 210-pound senior rumbles forward for a couple of yards, getting the ball inside the 40 to about the 38.
Austin Dean, Brandon Walters, and Mike Ward were three of what looked like four or five guys that had to get there to Brayman. He would not go down easily.
Well, that's it. It's called second effort, and sometimes it works big things for you. So it's going to be Sutton one more time. Long count. He spins around. He's going to throw. He scrambles a little bit. Now throws out the intended receiver way down in there. Is he's a number 28? It may very well be. So 28 is Michael Orles. Orles will easily have the first down as that ball is going to be down to the, we'll call it 13-yard line. So it's going to be now the Purple Tornado first and 10 from the 13. They still can get that touchdown after a first down. 1:14 on the clock. Ball will be kept on the ground, and there's going to be a big pileup back at the line of scrimmage. And let's see, a loss probably of one, maybe two. And who's it going to be? I don't know who the carrier was that time. I think it was Keegan Franklin. That's what it looked like. But anyway, it's going to be an opportunity for the officials to call timeout. The Norwich coaches want to do a little bit of strategizing. You're listening to Friday Night Football here from Norwich High School on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Terry Graves and Billy Blake back here at Norwich High School. You know, we see the Norwich High School Purple Tornado Marching Band coming up. They have had a great history of field band competition, so they play for a lot of football halftimes. Not too many other areas around have the field band competitions in the fall. They have band, get in parades more towards springtime. But we're up for a halftime show. Here we go. Inside a minute, 58.7 seconds. It is going to be Sutton with the football, and it will be handed off in there to Grant Brightman, but Brightman not going to get any running room this time. It's going to do nothing but run down the clock. The stop made that time by Roberta Ojeda.
And Norwich just letting this clock run down. They have some timeouts available, and now they're going to call one, but they're going to take some precious seconds off the clock, and it looks like they're going to try to score with seconds to spare in the first half.
That chewed up actually a lot of time. Mike Sutton had come over, not in the huddle at all, but over near the sideline, and he was standing there with his hands outstretched saying, "Coach, what do you want me to do?" Finally, the coaches did call timeout, but not until a whole lot of time had clicked off. In fact, the clock, this is the clock for the timeout that's running now. I was going to say the clock is still running, but that was not the case. So we have ourselves an afternoon game tomorrow. No evening game tomorrow evening. It is going to be an opportunity for you to do something else other than football on your Saturday night. We will be seeing the Unadilla Valley Storm entertaining the Bainbridge Guilford Bobcats, and of course we've seen the Bobcats twice. We know what they can do. We haven't had the opportunity to say that Haycook to Holman combination. So we will be seeing those players for the first time, and we'll see probably a passing game tomorrow. Passing on both sides, Billy. It should be a barn burner. Here we go. 34.3 seconds. On our way toward halftime. Finally, Sutton Long count. He is back in the shotgun. He's going to pass off to his right. Goes deep and overthrows the intended receiver. So it was Matt Burke who was the intended receiver. But Sutton's arm a little too powerful that time, and Burke couldn't catch up. 29.1 seconds. Still a fourth, and we'll call it 10, maybe 11.
Not a bad play either to call with the quarterback rolling out to the right with the ball being marked all the way in the left hash mark. That just gives Norwich more field to work with offensively as they're going to try a field goal.
Oh, so here we go. It will be number six, Zane Stewart, the sophomore, 6'1", 147 pounds. He kicks it up, and it is good. The signal is up and good. So Zane Stewart now makes it a 17-6 ball game, and the fans get up and cheer, at least as far as the Purple Tornado is concerned. We'll be back with a little bit more for you on your station for sports, WCDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Terry Graves and Billy Blake, 24 seconds remaining on the clock as we cruise toward halftime. Norwich leading 17-6. The ball is going to be kicked away by Stewart, and it's going to be taken way back inside the five. But look out, there is running room, and it is going to be taken down by Damian Zimmer, I do believe. Nope, Austin McCarroll. Instead of number six, it is number eight. McCarroll gets it back out to the 25 before he finally runs into numerous purple jerseys, and it stops there.
Now, I'm not sure what you're going to do offensively here if you're Sydney. You have to go 75 yards with one timeout and 17 seconds on the clock. Does seem like a pretty difficult task. And now Norwich called the timeout, but I believe Sydney's getting the ball to start the third quarter. And if you're Sydney, you know, you played well. You're down 17-6, though. But maybe just take a kneel and go to halftime, get some rest, so you can get the ball to start the third quarter.
You and I walked in, and I don't know if you, we've all got our things to do before the game, but I don't know if you had the opportunity to look behind us. If you look over our bleachers, there are a lot of football players over there, and there's a very active Pop Warner program, so you saw two teams going through their various practices and so on and so forth, out on the fields behind this one, between here and the school. That has been one of the really fine things about Norwich over the years, is that they've had a great developmental program, a great feeder program. And when that program started, oh, decades ago, I hate to tell you how many decades ago, it was very interesting because there were no parents involved. They were all young guys who loved football, and they had, you know, kids of their own, but they were all real little kids, or they were all daughters, whatever it might be. But as a result, the Norwich Pop Warner program got off to just a great start in its first 7, 8, 9, 10 years, and then it has expanded since then. So here we go. We're ready. 17.4 seconds. And the ball is going to be kept on the ground. There is a flurry of purple activity out there, and now it is Grant Brightman who comes out of the pile. That's all you can say, and it says it's our football. So apparently there was a fumble, and it is recovered by the Norwich Purple Tornado, but the clock is not on their side as it is wound down to just 12 seconds. at the field position is excellent Norwich field position at the 25.
That is a costly turnover for the Warriors. We've already seen Stewart just moments ago nail a field goal. So if Norwich can pick up a few yards on this play, call their final timeout of the half, and then get the kicking unit out on the field, they could make it a 20-6 game going into halftime.
So Mike Sutton and company back again, and this time it is going to be an underthrown pass. As streaking down the left sideline was Kyle Edwards, and Sutton's throw was actually behind him, and it went down into the turf at about the gain of 10, but by then Edwards was already about 15. So the ball is going to be still at the 25, second and 10, and look out, this is going to be a field goal attempt. It is going to be Zan Stewart again. Edwards down, and it is going to be held by him. It's a long kick, and it is up and good. So that one was kicked from the 33-yard line. Zan Stewart kicks one up from the 33-yard line, so that is a 43-yard field goal, and that makes a lot of local fans happy. 20-6 is the score, as the Norwich Purple Tornado lead in this ball game over the Sydney Warriors. And there is still 1.8 seconds remaining until halftime. We will keep it right here. We won't send it away for that. Well, you've seen kicking.
Yeah, and that turnover and field goal kind of reminds you of a basketball game where turnovers lead to points, and that turnover led to a three for Norwich. One play, they attempted one pass, it was incomplete, but Zan Stewart with a nice 35-yard field goal with 1 second to spare on the clock. And if you're sitting offensively, you just got to be shaking your head, because you easily could have just knelt that ball or just had a simple running play and let the clock run out in the first half. Then you go into the locker room down 17-6, but instead you're down 14 with the score sitting at 20-6 right now.
The Norwich coaches have to be commended for developing special teams. So the kick is going to be low and on the ground. It will be scooped up in there by Austin McCarroll. He is going to run into all kinds of purple uniforms, so he will not get the run back. And time runs out, and we go into halftime with the score, the Norwich Purple Tornado over the Sydney Warriors by a 20-6 score. So, my good friends, the first half of the game is now history. The teams are heading off for their various meetings. We are going to be having the Norwich Purple Tornado marching band coming on for a halftime show. We'll be back with our halftime show coming up next on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.